Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, creator of the Recalibration, Filippo Voltaggio.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Chaz Freetell. I am Mark Lejeune, and now your host and special guest, the MC, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio.
You know, I didn't, of course it was going to happen. I just didn't expect it. I was writing something, and then I hear you say, Filippo Voltaggio. I'm like, oh, is it time to talk? Oh, no, he's introducing me as a guest. I'm just not used to it. I like it. I like it all. Today, we're going to be talking about the recalibration, and as important as that is, the true importance of that is what people get out of it. And my hope and trust is that anybody listening will already get something out of this today, just from listening to this. And then, of course, taking the course, whether it's going to be the 8-week course or the weekend course or the online course, whichever it is, there's lots to be gotten, and I'm excited about that. I'm also excited that we have Chaz Freetell on the show, and looking forward to him sharing his music. You know, as a way of introduction, I was thinking today, like, what's the most silly but clear example and something that everybody would experience? Well, or a lot of us, at least. I set out to buy a car one day, and I asked my older brother to join me, and we went to a dealership in particular where there were several different cars at that dealership, and I wasn't sure which one I wanted. But when one of the salesmen came out and saw me, he said, the car you want just went off the driveway, off the lot with somebody that's test driving it. I hope it comes back because that's what you want based on what you've told me. And I remember waiting anxiously for that car to come back and hoping the person that was test driving it didn't want it and so I could have it because I knew that was the car I wanted. And I remember distinctly telling my brother, that's the car, that's it, how great this happened, and I hope that it really ends up being mine because that's the car I want. And my brother said, you don't know what you want. You didn't come in here saying that's the car you wanted. You didn't say you wanted that color or that make or that brand. You're just totally getting sold by that salesman. You didn't even see the car except for the back of it. And he was absolutely right. He was absolutely right. And when the car finally came, and after having talked to him and reasoned with me, I realized that that was totally not the car I wanted. Had he not been there, had he not brought me back to center or helped me realign my thinking or helped me to discover my true desire that day, I might have ended up in that car. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure I would have because I had the money and it was in my price range. And then I would have been paying for that car for 4 years and driving around in a car that I didn't like and saying, how come this always happens to me? Or I hate this car. Or how come I don't have a car that I like? When I ended up buying a car that I liked for many years until I eventually got another one, and I was happy with the car I ended up getting. But if we're not knowing who we are, if we're not centered, if we're not aligned with who we are, then these things always happen to us. We end up with the wrong person or with the wrong job. And it's not about being smart. Almost every single client I've ever worked with is an extremely intelligent person. And I remember working with a woman who had a PhD, very smart, worked for a big company in a really important job. And she told me she was going to leave her job because she wanted to go after her dream job. And I asked her, what is that dream job? And she had no idea what it was. And she said, well, it could be this and it should be that and all that. And I said, you know what? Stay with the job you have. Give us a couple months to work together. And maybe by the end of that, you will know what your dream job is. Maybe then you can leave that job and go after it. Well, she ended up knowing what her dream job was within less than a month. And within a couple of weeks after that, she ended up getting her dream job because she was close. She was close. It's just that she wasn't, but she was off center. She didn't know herself. And this is what this work is all about. And so I'm excited to share this with all of you and how I came to it and all of that good stuff when we come back here on the Life Changes Show right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I am your host and guest today, Filippo Voltaggio. I'm sitting here with Mark Legere, our producer and co-host, and our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue. And it's always a pleasure to be in the company of the two of you, especially in this studio. Why are you laughing? I'm being serious.
I know you are, but I was just thinking of you being surprised that you're the guest and the host. But some of those monologues are kind of like you're asking yourself a question and you're answering the question. So kind of, you know, a little bit of that each week.
So I do it every week.
But in this case, you know, instead of recalibration, it was recarification.
Recarification, very cool.
Because that's what, right? This is what we do in the consumer world. This is what, you know, let's get the best commercial out there, the most compelling one, and people are immediately like, oh, I have to have that car.
Like redreamification.
Whatever it is, exactly, right? So, and I was thinking about this. My mother was sold a car a short while back, and she doesn't like this car.
Right?
You know, and it was the greatest thing since sliced bread, you know, when she first got into it.
So she didn't know what she wanted.
No, apparently she wanted the one that you, you know, almost
yeah,
got.
Yeah, the one that went out all right. You know, it's funny, but it feels like I said it all. I've done this work so much for myself personally, but with so many people that it feels like I've said it. It's like, know thyself. That's it. It's just know thyself. And it's the simplest thing and the hardest thing at the same time. And it's so important that it's written, and I didn't know this when I was doing this work, but it's written as it's written at the entrance of the temple at Delphi in Greece. And it's one of the most important temples in Greece because it's dedicated to Apollo. And it says simply that, know thyself.
Okay, we're done for this week.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Brent, wrap it up.
the trick is that we've been blown so much out of off course usually, or out of our minds, or out of our center from not just car salesmen who are doing their job, maybe in a sense, well, maybe not.
All of consumerism. How many relationships start out a certain way because of certain fashion or a certain makeup look or a certain feeling that someone has because they're in that made up position and they're wearing the right shoes that day, and all of a sudden they get back into their day-to-day doldrums and or they take their makeup face off and they look like someone different, and then suddenly there's an incongruence in the relationship and they're like, oh, well, I don't want to, you know, judge her because of this or judge him because of that. But yet they didn't connect on an authentic basis because they were either in their power because of the clothes or in their power because of the makeup or whatever that story was that they were either sold or sold themselves.
Great analogy. Great analogy. Yes. And there too, especially in relationships, when people don't know who they are, how do they expect to know what they want? How do they expect to find what they want that works well in partnership with who they are if they don't know who they are, especially when they're finding somebody else who doesn't know who they are.
This is a perfect segue to our first question.
Uh-oh. Oh, I forgot about that part.
I know you
You're going to ask questions.
So why don't we go ahead and take it over. We're here with Dorothy Donahue, executive producer, and very much the glue and oftentimes vision and brains behind this this wonderful family of ours. Filippo, who are you?
Ah, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't.
Great question.
And I'm going to answer that question with one of my favorite modules of the work. There's the what am I, who am I module of the work, which is the one that people end up getting hung up on the most and the hardest one to get through. But once they get through, then things are usually a bit easier. Though it can get mucky at times. We'll talk about that later. But what are you, who are you, or who are you, what are you? So the difference between who and what. So what am I? Because you asked me who, but I'll start with what because that's usually easier for people. I'm a radio host. I am a life coach. That's what I am. I also am a brother. I'm an uncle. I'm a friend. I'm a producer. I'm a co-host, I'm an author, right? These are all what I am. And people can point to that and say, that's Filippo. Well, that's not really Filippo. That's not really who I am. In all of that is who I am. I'm somebody who cares about people. I am somebody who enjoys the company of people, enjoys working with people. I am somebody who deep down inside good. I am good and caring and loving. I am as thoughtful as I can be. And at the same time, I am also someone who gets angry. I am also somebody, when I see an injustice, when it's perpetrated against what I believe is upon myself or other people, I sometimes am a person who reacts. So there is a spectrum of who I am, and who I am comes out in all of what I am to create what people believe is Filippo.
Good answer.
Great answer.
How?
What did you expect?
I'm a little surprised.
There's more. I just don't want you to say, well, there he goes with his monologue.
Monologuer.
There's a lot more.
So but you're fortunate in many ways, but in this time and place to view yourself, to see yourself, to be exploring. Not many people, more and more people are, but not that many really are truly dialed in to their self as opposed to the self that they've been told or the self that they're seeing compared to all the benchmarks that have been put in front of them.
Well, you know, I'm glad you think I'm fortunate, and I get that a lot, actually. People say, oh, you're lucky because of this, you're lucky because of that, and I don't correct them.
Usually it's about the hair. But
I am lucky about, actually. The hair, I am lucky about. But much like the hair, actually, or better, the teeth. I get a lot of compliments about my teeth.
Hammer, too, by the way, the hair
yeah,
and
Hammer's
the teeth.
Got great hair, yeah. But here, the teeth are a great example. I have great teeth. I'm very lucky. They look great and I use them well because I smile a lot. I am one who smiles. However, I had buck teeth for all my childhood, actually. Ever since my teeth came in, they came in crooked. And so that helped or hurt. It forged who I was and how I felt about myself. And the teeth were so bad, I literally could stick my thumb in between the top layer and the bottom layer of my closed mouth. And so, thankfully, my parents did something to correct the teeth, and that was to give me braces. But because they were so bad, and because of the technology, what it was back then, I wore a headgear and a neck gear at the same time to school and 24/7 for a year or so. Maybe 2 years. And in total, I wore braces for about 12 years on and off because they didn't stick. So they had to do it again. And now people say, you're lucky because you have great teeth. And I do. And I got a great smile and I use it well. But that analogy works really perfectly for how I am lucky that I know who I am, because I was so effed up all my life. And I've been working on, well, who am I? How do I find the beauty here, the wish here, the blessing here, the gift here? How do I find it? And it's taken me so much of my life to find it that now, yes, people say, wow, you're lucky. You look like you're happy. You look like you know who you are. And thankfully, for the most part, I am. And now we have to take a break, actually. When we come back, I guess we're going to ask me more questions that are going to make me sweat. and then a little later on, we're going to have music by our musical guest, Chaz Fratell. And I'm looking forward to that as well. All here on the Life Changes Show right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I am Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with both Dorothy Donahue, our executive producer, and Mark Legere, our producer and co-host. And I am guest awaiting a question. Or actually, Dorothy, you were going to say something.
Yes, I'm really excited about the recalibration. I was fortunate enough to participate in the first one.
I was honored that you did. It wasn't the first one, but I was honored that you came to the first women's one. Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
First women's
one. It was strictly women, right.
Right. And I can't recommend this course enough. It's an awesome opportunity to truly discover yourself and begin to consciously co-create the rest of your life from a place of knowing who you are. I've been so excited to see the changes that have occurred in the people who took the course with us. It's been amazing. And one of them I'm very proud of, and that's my daughter. I want to share with you her testimonial. I attended the recalibration in the fall of 2015, led by life coach extraordinaire, Filippo Voltaggio. Wow. What a great experience for me. We explored areas that really make you dig deep down inside and examine the patterns from the past, present, and future. I highly recommend this course to anyone wanting to discover for themselves who they are, what they are, and what they will become. The weekly assignments were designed to delve deep inside and ponder why we are who we are and ways to change things in our lives for the better. Tricia, wall. I'm so proud of her. First of all, she did her homework. And that was a great thing. She really learned so much about herself and has changed for the better because of the course. So thank you, Filippo, for that.
You're welcome. Coming from a mother, that's important. I'm honored.
You know, Dorothy's going to share more testimonials, but, you know, as I was learning the curriculum and understanding and working through some things with you, one of the things that came up.
And we'll be teaching it soon.
For me, and we'll be teaching it as well. Looking forward to that. One thing that came up so clear for me is kind of a broad view of the world of self-help and motivation.
Yes.
And there are so many... Yes, good tools, good motivational tools, good science that can be used, that can, you know, help you build success and such. But this the fact remains, and what people don't look at, is if you're walking down the wrong path and someone gives you better shoes and a canteen and some, you know, a compass to go down the wrong path, you know, or maybe not the compass, but to go down the wrong path more confidently and more with more motivation, you're still walking down the wrong path.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not oftentimes that we, you know, are guided to step back for a minute, recalibrate, and then step forward and then look at the access to tools and you know, things that you might have.
Absolutely. I got a lot out of a lot of different courses, and I took a lot of different courses. I came out of an engineering background in at the university, and then straight into one of the largest companies in the world, and started working with them for years. And when I eventually left that company because I didn't know who I was and what I was doing there, or why I was there, and why my life was going the way it did, and if I wanted my life to be any different, and all of those things, I sunk myself into all of these self-help courses and books and all tapes at the time and DVDs and all that Mark, you're talking about. And I happily got something out of all of them. However, two things. Number one is I was ignorant of what this was about. So I just believed that people that wrote stuff knew what they were talking about. And that was unfortunate.
Just like the salesman knew which car you wanted.
Exactly. So I ended up going down some wrong roads, right, like you say. The other thing, too, is I never felt like anybody was asking me what I wanted. Of course, I was the one going to their courses, so it wasn't their fault. It was like, make more money and you know, become this and that. And then, so I'd go and say, yeah, I want to make more money. The example that culminates all of this is a room full of like 1,000 people or more, actually, where we were told to visualize our future and then to focus on it and make it bigger and, you know, all these NLP and hypnotherapy things and all that and make it colorful and hear the music and all that stuff. And I, along with 1,000 or so people, visualized our future. And it's been 20 years or so, and that future still has not happened. And thank God, because I look back on the future that I visualized during that weekend that would change my life. And in a sense, it did, because here I am saying, that was wrong. That was wrong. That was not who I wanted to be. It never could happen. Because it wasn't me. It's like an apple saying, if I make my picture big enough, or an apple, maybe not, maybe a bear saying, if I make the picture in my head big enough, I will be a lion. It's just like a bear is a bear and a lion is a lion. And so I look back at that and say, wow, how many other people were visualizing what their parents wanted them to be, what their church wanted them to be, what their community wanted them to be, whatever it is.
What all the advertisers want them to be. To
their
be
advertisers
somebody.
Want, yeah.
They're always told to be somebody. If you do this, you can be somebody. How many of them actually, you know, it reminds me of the immortal words of Sammy Davis Jr. I gotta be me.
I gotta be me. And the sad part is that I know of people that commit suicide after those kinds of experiences because they don't achieve what they think they're supposed to achieve, or they that they think others achieved what they wanted. And those are extreme cases, but what about all the people down from that extreme case who live thinking they're a failure, or better yet, what the percentage of people that actually achieve their goals is very low.
Well, this is interesting. You just mentioned that because I've talked to some people that work inside of some of those organizations, and they said that those numbers are actually much higher than the industry would want you to know about, but than people would think. But while you were talking about that, what came up was because people would say, if I can't succeed at that, now I'm really a failure, right? But then all that's doing is
the tools
asking
are there
them,
and it works.
But it's asking you to succeed at being something other than yourself. And I think that's where the big disconnect is.
And so I don't necessarily say that those courses are not good. What I say is this may be the foundational course to some of those courses, because if I had known who I was, perhaps those tools then could better help me. And I would surmise that a good large percentage of the people in that room, and many rooms like it, don't know who they are, and so the tools can't work for them.
So many of us don't know who we are. So many of us are trying to be who our parents have told us to be. I was so excited for this 19-year-old who took the course, and I want to share her testimonial because it's just touches everything that the course is about. Filippo's recalibration was an eye-opening experience. While attending, I was prompted to look further into myself and separate various parts of my identity. I saw myself in a new light because of this experience. There is a part of me I have found that was always there, but I never noticed it until it was made apparent to me through this course. And this has helped me a tremendous amount in being able to have the courage to focus on what I really wanted for myself in regards to my dreams and goals. Finding the core of who I am helped me let go of interests that I was pursuing for the sake of other people instead of myself, and helped me let go of events or circumstances that constantly held me back. I live with more clarity now, so thank you so very much for this event. Another thing I loved was the group itself. I felt free and safe to open up in an environment where you're not being criticized, and being with people who are there for a common purpose is very motivating. I loved it. It was fun. I would do it again. So here was a beautiful young woman who was living her life according to what mom and dad and siblings thought she should be doing. And she's so excited now. She was depressed prior to this, and she's happy and just glowing.
In her case, thank you, Dorothy. In her case, that's new to me. Let's put that up on the website, actually. That's beautiful. I'm touched. In her case, her parents might have been well-meaning. And
of
her
course.
Parents might have wanted what they thought was the best for her. And it wasn't. It was working against her. So, and lastly on that, this course, at least one time through, is not the end-all, be-all. What I say to people is, work on what comes up and don't try and make it any different than what comes up, because that's as much as we are able to at times work on. So if this experience comes up and that experience, let's work on that and then move on. And then the next time you take the course, or you have all the information, the next time you do it for yourself or by yourself, however you want to do it, you have all of it there. Then the next time you work on something else, and the next time you work on something else, we have a lifetime to do this. I don't know that we ever get to the end.
what I like about it is it really prepares people for my course. I'm going to start making this a prerequisite before they take energetic alchemy, because it really does help them see who they are, and it makes my job easier. So thank you, Philippa.
I love it. I get it. We're talking, of course, about The Recalibration. You can go to therecalibration.com. And currently, the course is being offered again starting March 31st as an 8-week course every Thursday night starting, again, March 31st. However, we are doing our very first weekend course in Las Vegas on April 23rd and 24th, right? Saturday and Sunday. And so you could go, you could write me directly or either Filippo at lifechangesnetwork.com or info at lifechangesnetwork.com. Filippo is F-I-L-I-P-P-O at lifechangesnetwork.com. And let us know that you're interested and we'll send you information. We'll be posting more information on the website and all of that. And when we come back, hopefully we'll get to talk about some of the modules of the work. And then, of course, a little later on, music by Chaz Fritel, all on the Life Changes Show right after this.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back. I am Filippo Voltaggio, happily and proudly sitting here with Dorothy Donahue, our executive producer, and Mark Legere, our producer and co-host. And Dorothy, you had something you wanted to share.
I do. Another one of my students and clients just has blossomed so much since she took the course. And
your course or my course?
Your course.
Let's get it clear.
Okay. But since she took, we're talking about your course. Okay. This is what she has to say. From the very first meeting, I didn't understand how answering questions about what I am was going to help create positive changes in my life. Surprisingly, the further the group progressed, the more I started to realize that everything I had been doing is an important part to help shape my future. Every week, I learned something new about myself. Filippo is a genius. He's very good at helping people gain different perspectives about themselves and guiding them to understand their issues on a deep level. His sense of humor enhanced the experience in the group even more. I walked away realizing I already have the very thing I thought I was lacking. I got to see people in the group, including myself, becoming to be their better selves. It was indeed a powerful experience. The experience I got is priceless. Now, she went on. She was very, very shy, and we watched her absolutely blossom during this course. And not speaking and above a whisper. And then she began to really see who she was. So
now she's a loud talker.
Not loud, but she does speak up so much
more. Yeah, her voice changed in the middle of the course.
It did change.
Yeah, like right there during the course.
Well, this is what I've heard, and not only in these testimonies we've heard today, but I've been listening to you recount numerous other moments. You know, this is not just any course, of course. the fact that some of these people come in thinking they're interested in this, but not understanding what they're getting themselves into. And I think I recall some stories of people being a little upset because they weren't getting it. And then all of a sudden it would click. And what they weren't seeing or weren't allowing themselves to see, those breakthroughs start to happen. And that's how deeply we're programmed, and how even when we think we're open to something, we're not really open to it oftentimes. And until somebody can help, point that out or open the door and let some light in.
Yeah, it's deceptively simple. And I guess that's, that, oh, you're so lucky because you got great teeth analogy that I'm making earlier, is that I have worked so hard on this for myself that it just, over the years, it's like, well, they could have said it this way, or they could have asked me that. And so the course is deceptively simple. And so here people
think, isn't
that
the way life's supposed to be?
Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly. And the answers really are all there. And what I love about this course, one of the things is that there's no right answer and there's no wrong answer. The answers that one gets is the answers that is right for them in that moment. And they may change their answer later on in the week. But when it's like, picking up those monkeys, right? In the barrel, they're all latched together. It's like, oh, this feels right. And then they pull, oh, because they felt that was right. Then it brings on something else. So to ask simple questions, it's like having the code, and it starts with this. And people could do this as an exercise at home. And already this alone is start with the what are you? And the interesting thing is when you start to look at what one is, one starts to already have a perspective about themselves, because we look at ourselves like, well, I'm an accountant. That's what we say. That's I'm an accountant. We're so much more than just an accountant, obviously, if we're an accountant. But when we go to a party, that's the question that gets asked. What do you do?
Yeah, but even the opportunity to evaluate just that, what is that answer, right? So if you answer your own question, what am I, and then evaluate there from it. Do I want to be what I just said I am?
Right. Oh, absolutely. And when one also puts in the other what's, then one starts to say, well, wait a minute, I'm kind of more that than this, or why am I this? And these are the things that we then go on exploring. But then when we go deeper into the question of who are you, well, then you see some who stuff start to clash with some what stuff. It's like, how could I say this is who I am, but this is what I do? No wonder I don't like what I do, because this is who I am. There's that kind of stuff that starts to happen.
Sure, I get it. I'm holding
really
back
does.
All the Whoville jokes.
The Whoville. hold back, Mark.
I want to share one last testimonial. Philippa's course was a great experience, which helped me to see myself a little differently. The progressive questions he asked throughout the process really helped me see myself in a helpful way. I was able to identify some limiting beliefs that I hadn't seen before, and I have worked with excellent coaches and therapists in the past. Filippo has really developed a solid mode of inquiry to help people reach their potential. He is also a really great facilitator who is able to support a lot of different personalities through a shared experience. I would highly recommend him for group or individual self-exploration. And I saw that so much. We had such a diverse group of people in our course, and I saw them really begin to understand. And there was a lot of the, oh my God, what do you mean who I am? What's the difference between who and what? Until they really, through your guidance, were able to find out that these are core questions that we all need to be able to answer in order to become and do what we've really come here to do.
Well, it's like finally reaching that itch in the center of your back.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good analogy. Well, it really goes to the core, because so many times growing up as children, we hear, well, this is my problem child, or he's the one who always this, or he's the quiet one, or whether they're quiet or not, maybe they're just quiet around that particular family unit because everybody else talks so much, but maybe they'd rather not be quiet. So they grow up thinking they're the quiet one, so they stay quiet when they'd rather be speaking, and they wonder why nobody listens to them. Why? Because they don't say anything, because they're being quiet, because there's a program of they're the quiet ones. So that's why we start all the way back as to what did people say about you?
And how much of that do you believe today?
Right? And who did people say you were? Because people start to discover, it's like, wow, I've been living that ever since then. You know, there's so much more we could cover. And this, I've started writing a book on this, and someday it will be finished, I hope and trust. In the meantime, it's a workshop. And it's a workshop in 8 weeks. It's a weekend workshop that we hope to bring to a location near you. And if you're ready to have us, and you're a corporation or you're an organization or a group, bring us in. We'd love to work with you all on this in the meantime. And then we're finishing up the online course as well. So it's going to be all there available to everybody. We're trying to make it as inexpensive as possible to allow for as many people that want to take this course to be able to. So it's the recalibration at therecalibration.com. I'd love to talk more of it, but we got a musical guest that I'm looking forward to having share his music. Mark and Dorothy, thank you so much. This has been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've been recalibrated.
That's right.
I have. I always have. The work is not done. I could do this work 1,000 times and may probably will. With that, we'll be right back here with Chaz Frictell after these messages on The Life Changer.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back, and we have been joined by Chaz Frictell. He's a bassist, as in bass player, singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist. Welcome to the show, Chaz.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here. You know, you have been not only in the company of, but you have recorded and performed with such diverse talent and well-known talent like Michael McDonald, Christopher Cross, Chuck Mancione. I'm just going to mention my favorites, Wilson Phillips, because there are so many more. Chaka Khan, America, Gregory Hines, Sheena Easton. Okay, that's enough for now. All in one lifetime.
All in one lifetime.
And it's still not over.
It's still not over.
What do you make of all this?
Well, I've had a blessed career in the music business. You know, I have a bit of a history now, so when I look back, it kind of even amazes me that what has happened, happened in the first place, because it also easily could not have happened.
Right.
So I feel really blessed for the career that I've had and am having, and got to work with not only great artists, but some of my heroes. You know, absolutely, some of my heroes. People that I listened to is when I was a teenager in bands, never knowing that our paths might cross. but they did.
They did.
So it was very cool.
Well, you're going to play, actually, I know the two songs. I just don't know which one you're going to play first.
If you have a preference.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Which one?
Why don't I play When You Were Here?
Okay. So speaking of your heroes or and friends, that's about some friends, right?
Yeah. This
talk about life-changing. Tell us about this song.
Well, this event that this song is about was certainly one of the great game changers in my life. And basically, this song was written for two dear friends of mine, and they were my bandmates in Chuck Mangione's band, Coleman Mellett, our guitar player, and Jerry Nywood, our woodwind player, who tragically died when Flight 3407 crashed on approach in Buffalo, New York, on their way to do a gig with the Buffalo Philharmonic. And there's kind of a cool little story behind this song, and I'll keep it short, but the last time I saw Coleman and Jerry before the plane crash, we were doing a gig with the Napa Symphony. And we took a little break, and there was a piano in a side room, and I went over, and I'd kind of had the music going around in my head. I didn't have any lyrics for it, and Coleman heard it, our guitarist, and walked by, and he said, "Hey, man," he said, "that sounds pretty cool. What is it?" I said, "I have no idea." So we went on, played the gig. Events happened. I didn't do anything with the tune until I started thinking about them.
Wow.
And the pieces kind of fit together.
Wow. Let me ask you one last question before you play. But since they were your bandmates, were you not supposed to be on that plane with them?
Well, they were flying out of Newark.
Oh, okay.
And some of the band was coming from the New York City area.
Okay.
And some was coming from the West Coast. That particular date, I wasn't on because I had a conflict.
Wow.
So another person was on. And oddly enough, Chuck was supposed to be on that flight as well, but decided to drive at the last minute.
Wow.
So I got a phone call about 1 a.m. from our drummer, Dave Tull, who told me what had happened, and it was devastating, to say the least.
And from that life-changing moment came this song. And here's Chaz Frictell singing When You Were Here live on the Life Changes show at Studio NoHo.
Yeah. Thank you.
when I feel your smile, the memory of your laughter still makes me cry with each and every day. This much is clear, the life was so much sweeter then when you were here, when you
heard that song several times, Chaz, and you get me every time.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's when you were here off of your CD.
Honest Emotion,
Honest,
which is my latest CD.
And that's available at Chaz Frictell. I'll spell that for everybody. chazzfrictel.com. Is it also available at other... iTunes and all that yet?
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay.
But just available on my website.
Okay, so Chaz Frictell. You know, what a contrast from what you just sang to what I posted up on your page, which was you singing the song that was so famous, Saved by the Bell, on that TV show.
Yeah,
at the
absolutely.
Intro. I just have to mention, you have a side business of coffee.
Yes.
And I have to mention it because it was thanks to Carolyn Hanna that introduced us. But what's the website for the coffee?
We are about to put one up.
Oh, it's not even up yet.
But the name of our business is C-Squared.
C-Squared.
Coffee Roasters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you are, you do so much, multi-talented as we see. And now you're going to take us from that experience to something, I think, a little lighter?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's this?
This is a very lighthearted song, and it's called I Dig You Anyway. Parenthesis, the relationships.
I dig you. Now, I listened to this one several times, too, and you'll see why. I dig you anyway. Here's Chaz Frictell singing live on the Life Changes Show at Studio NoHo.
You say it's false, I say it's true. I'm calling it black when you're seeing blue, but that's okay. I dig you anyway. You're singing a song, I say you're off key. You just sing it louder and straight in me, but that's okay. I dig you anyway. Well, it seems no matter how I try, forget it, there's nothing left for me to do. But wonder why I say that it's good, you say that it's bad. Sometimes you're happy when I am sad, but that's okay. I dig you anyway, baby. Ba, 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 ba. Well, it seems no matter how I try, I can only shake my head and wonder why I put the seat up, you put the seat down. you say you'll fall in and possibly drown, but that's okay. Don't dig you anyway. At the end of the day, it's all okay. I love to hear you say, I dig you anyway. Anyway.
I love that. I just do.
I love it.
It makes me smile. It's like, it's just like so many relationships I know.
Yeah. Me too.
And I'm not mentioning names, but anyway, thank you. Chaz Frictell.
Thank you.
That was I Love You Anyway, right?
I
Dig You Anyway, and it's from your CD.
It's from Honest Emotion, my latest CD.
Right, and you can get it at Chaz Frictell, one more time, ChazzFrictell.com. Chaz, you have so many great stories and so many great experiences. Would love so much to be able to share them with the audience, but they're just going to have to follow you on Facebook or wherever, and maybe over one of your coffees they could enjoy your CD and all of that. Just thank you for being with us today.
Oh, my goodness. It's my great pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It was our pleasure indeed. Well, with that, after, well, my life changed today. That's for sure. I want to thank our engineer Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo for making us sound so good, and Doug Newsom, our program manager at BBS Radio. On behalf of Dorothy Donahue, our executive producer, and Mark Legere, our producer, I am Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you, as your life changes, as I believe all of ours did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.